Indeed, it is a very big weekend in Norman, Oklahoma, with TCU rolling in to face the Sooners, who are in the hunt as a serious national title contender with their unblemished 4-0 record and the impressive play of the Sooners quarterback, Blake Bell. There is no question in my mind that the Belldozer should have been starting from day one. He has posted very strong stats, passing for 645 yards, 6 touchdowns in his 2 starts to the season. Joining us in the Quicken Loan Studios from Norman, Oklahoma, our source for Sooner football, the host of the Total Sports Network and 1400 KREF, is James Hale. How you doing, James?
I'm doing great. How's the sexiest lady in radio?
Oh, my soul. That's quite an introduction there, James. I'm doing great. We're getting acclimated to Houston. It's been a wonderful move for our family, and we are so excited to be right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. But we want to get your perspective. We want you to shed some light on why Blake Bell did not initially win the starting quarterback position at Oklahoma.
Well, that's the biggest question after Blake has come out of the gate, and he's throwing the ball very, very well. And everybody's talking about that, and deservedly so, because Blake has been really, really good. And basically, you know, what Oklahoma tries to do is basically wanted to change offenses. They wanted to go to the zone read. They wanted to run a little bit of a different offense that's better suited for Trevor Knight and Kendall Thompson. Actually, I think the game plan at the beginning of the training camp was to give Kendall Thompson every chance to win that job. He looked good in the spring, good in the summer, the first day of camp, right the one in the foot, so never was to go through camp. That put Trevor Knight right into the competition. And once he got into the competition with this new offense that Oklahoma wanted to run, he looked spectacular. Now, he made a lot of mistakes at times, and that's why they were reserved to give him the job. But Blake didn't do enough in training camp. I think Blake thought the job was his, so he was just going about his paces. He was trying to get better, trying to learn the new offense, trying to fit into it. You know, but Trevor just outplayed him, and Trevor got the opportunity to win the job. It certainly was an interesting deal because, in the long run, when Trevor came out, he had every opportunity to not only win this job, but to take this job and make sure that nobody else would have a chance to come back and get it. But he failed to do that. He didn't play well. He didn't fire well. And they were ready to go back to Blake Bell in the West Virginia game. And when they pulled Trevor got hurt. They pulled him. They put Blake in. You know, Blake didn't throw the ball the West Virginia game. They didn't need to. They won that game. And then, of course, Blake took over. Now, you know, Blake had an opportunity. And let's face it, he took advantage of that opportunity, jumped at it, and actually has played at an incredibly high level. So now the job is his. But he's played so well. I know that question comes up, but the reason why he didn't win the job out of camp is because he didn't have what I would call a spectacular camp. It was okay. It was solid. But Trevor, at times, was spectacular. He made big plays in camp. He had the wow factor to him, and he's a little quicker, he's a little faster, and if you're going to run a lot of zone read, you want a quarterback that can do that. Blake can run it, and you know he's a big, powerful, strong guy running it, but the offense that he's best at is the offense that got him running now, which is a lot of last year with the addition of the zone read. So I don't know if anybody else is ever going to get the quarterback position back because Blake's playing so well. It looks like it's Blake's to lose.
Well, James, you're exactly right. He is powerful. He's strong, 6'6", 263. And I know throughout the years of covering Sooner football, you've seen a lot of great quarterbacks. Who does he remind you of?
Well, he's very much like he's in the Landry Jones mold, the Sam Bradford, Jason White. He was recruited to throw the ball. All those quarterbacks had size, except Sam and Jason didn't run. And, you know, Blake's a legitimate 4'7" guy running. And he's trimmed down. He's now 253. And he had a great off season. And actually, I think when people are chasing him, he, like a lot of us, he runs faster. But his strength, in the Belldozer, he was a guy that was called upon to get the tough 1 or 2 yards. He was able to do that. In the Belldozer, he was called on to get key first downs and touchdowns and short yardage. He was able to do that. So we know the kind of running style that he has. What we're seeing now as a true quarterback is that he has a little shake and bake to him that he doesn't mind throwing out there. He's a pretty good seam runner. He's a guy that does a pretty good job of getting out and converting on those kind of short yardage situations, and he's been able to do that quite a bit. So, it's going to be interesting as his career continues to materialize, because I think he's a better runner than he's shown so far, and I believe that he'll continue to throw the football more. Remember, he's only had, two starts now.
Yeah.
So two starts and a little bit of time. He's a young quarterback that's out there, and he's only going to get better with time. So, I think things will get better for him as it goes along.
Well, he certainly solidified his role against the numbers that he posted against Tulsa, throwing for over 400 yards, a total of 4 touchdowns, has really energized this team. Have they really rallied around him? They've got that belief in him that he is the guy that can take him to the promised land?
Actually, I think that's one of his biggest assets. He has a little John Wayne to him.
Ah, okay.
He kind of gets into the huddle, and everybody believes he's going to make it happen. They believe he's going to win the game. They believe he's going to play well. And the team has a lot of belief. He's one of the most popular guys on campus. He's one of the most popular guys on the team. He's got that swagger about him. He's won his whole life. He comes from a winning family that played pro football. He really believes in what he's doing, and that wears off on the rest of the team. Some of his best friends are in the huddle that are some of the best players. Gabe Eichert, Trey Millard are two of his best friends on the team. There's a lot of people that battle for him, and I knew that would happen. I think Kendall Thompson has good leadership on this team as well. But Blake, there's a certain something about him. I know you were a really great basketball player and, of course, played at OU. And if you were putting together a team, let's say Blake walked in and you picked him to be on your team in pickup, all of a sudden your team would be better because he'd step out there and go, hey, we're going to win this game. And he would really believe he could win the game, whether he could play or not. And that's just what he brings to the field. And this team has been able to feed off that, and that's why they're playing so well.
Well, I will say, James, he really embraced his big moment. I thought he was just remarkable against Notre Dame. He was so efficient, very calm, kept the nerves in check, and it paid big dividends against Notre Dame, didn't it?
Oh, it certainly did. Yeah, I was amazed how well he played. I mean, he hasn't played that much. Now, he's played a lot of football, but he hasn't played that much as the quarterback. And here he's on a huge stage. It's a nationally televised game. He's a Catholic playing at Notre Dame. He's got 16 family members there. They rented a house, and I don't know how big this house was, but they put 16 people in it. So I think people were sleeping on the floor. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But a lot of people were there rooting for him. He had a lot going for him. And you know what? He was cool as a cucumber. He was just so calm, cool. And yet when he needs to, he gets fired up. And when a team makes his guys make big plays, he gets fired up about it, and he lets them know about it. So he's almost the perfect guy. He's cool and calm when he needs to be, yet when he gets into the competition, he becomes a guy that's a very excited quarterback. He's not afraid to pat guys on the fanny and tell them they're playing great, and he's not afraid to jump up and down and scream that, hey, they've done something really, really well. He's been refreshing to the media as well, because a lot of times the OU quarterback is a cookie-cutter coach, commentary type of quarterback. In other words, they have coach speak. Blake's not like that. Blake kind of tells us what's going on and speaks his mind. You can ask him how he feels, and he actually gives you a real answer that's a little bit different than what you normally get. And it's been pretty refreshing to talk to him in the media.
We were talking Sooner football with James Hale, the lead reporter with OU Insider. Talk to us about what that win over Notre Dame, what that meant as far as them having that kind of success on a national level.
Well, it was obvious going into the game. A lot of people questioned how good Oklahoma was. They were ranked 14th in the country. They started out 16th, and even though they were 3-0, they'd only moved up to 14th in the country. And I think what the Notre Dame win does, at least puts them in the conversation with guys that are voting in the polls and with ESPN and CBS and all these new talking head shows that we've got on television. I'm lost on how many networks we have now. But they're on Yahoo and everywhere else now. At least everybody has to talk about Oklahoma a little bit because they're 4-0. They just went on the road and beat Notre Dame. Hey, they've got a good-looking quarterback that's 6'6" that the women are beginning to like. I mean, there's a lot of things about it. Bob Stoops is getting ready to become the winningest coach in OU history, and OU's had two of the greatest coaches of all time in college football, and Bud Wilkinson and Barry Switzer, and yet he's going to have more wins than both those guys.
Wow.
So it's a lot of things going on right now, and I think people are beginning to notice that. They're now the favorite to win in the Big 12, and that says something, even though the Big 12 is a weak conference this year. And so it put them on the map. It didn't put them in the top 10, but it put them on the map. Well, I guess in the coach's poll it did. And it keeps them at least in the conversation for the national championship as long as they keep winning.
We will continue with our conversation with James Hale from KREF 1400 AM in Norman and getting you ready for the OU-TCU matchup right here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Stay close.